and looks ahead to some of the challenges and opportunities facing the pro-life movement. It comes at a time, of course, when the abortion is still a topic of discussion in Ireland and a bit of a political football at the moment, with this ongoing debate around legislation and healthcare provision and the lack, I guess, of support services. From the pro-life campaign, I'm thrilled to have, as often we do, Eilish Mulroy. Good morning, Eilish. How are you?
Good morning, Kieran. Thanks for having me on the programme.
It's a real pleasure, Eilish, to have you here. Now, there has been a lot of discussion in the last number of days and weeks about abortion because of this proposed change to the legislation, I guess. What are the issues that pro-life supporters are talking to you about most at the moment?
Well, right now, all of the kind of commentary is around the Sinn Féin bill last week to remove the 3-day period of reflection prior to an abortion. So to explain to listeners, at the moment, when a woman goes for an abortion appointment, there's a 72-hour waiting period before the abortion can actually take place. And that's something that happens in a number of countries. It's not an unusual thing. As we know, abortion is the life ending and it's an irreversible decision. So obviously our supporters and the pro-life movement, the pro-life campaign, we'd be campaigning hard and lobbying to seek to protect that provision and to allow women that time before they make that decision. So we had the legislation last week, which passed second stage, passed unfortunately by, well, it wasn't a huge margin. It was 86 votes to 70. And that means that that piece of legislation will now go into committee. It's far from, you know, being a fait accompli. It has to go to committee and it has to go to the Seanad. So we have every confidence that that bill won't pass in the end. Obviously, we were disappointed by the result of the Sinn Féin bill, but you'll recall, Kieran, that a couple of days before that vote happened, the leadership of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael both came out, Micheál Martin and Simon Harris, to say that they'd be backing the bill, which is a very unusual thing for the government leaders to back a piece of legislation from an opposition party on a topic like this. That said, the majority of Fianna Fáil TDs and Fine Gael TDs voted to protect the 3-day wait. So that's great. There's great hope in that, and you know, we hope to build on that and ultimately protect this life-saving provision.
Indeed, and maybe there's a little bit of feedback there for the leaders of the parties from the grassroots, as it were. Listen, let's talk a little bit about your Ceiliúradh Cois Liffey dinner. Interesting idea. What's the idea behind the event, and you know, who usually turns up, and who you're expecting to turn up this time?
Well, we love this event, Kieran, and the reason we do is because so often we're asking people involved in the pro-life movement, you know, get on to your TDs, you know, go out, volunteer, do leaflets, do whatever. But this event is a real, it's a night of solidarity and community. It's an annual event. It's been going on for 10 years now, and it's a fundraising dinner. And any funds raised are used in support of our education and outreach work, as opposed to the political work. So helping to support organizations who help mothers in unplanned pregnancy, or help mothers in need and mothers in poverty. So it's a really good cause. And it's also one of the most anticipated events on our events calendar. It's an evening of great company, moving testimony often, and renewed purpose. And this year, we'll be holding it in the Clayton Hotel, Burlington Road, on the 19th September, and already over 200 tickets sold. So, and looking forward to having 500 or 600 people at that event, and would love to encourage people to come along.
Yeah, because the Clayton can definitely fit quite a few more than that. So let's hope a few more people rock up. How can people find out more, Eilish, and how can they get hold of tickets?
Well, on our website, prolifecampaign.ie, or just ring our office, and it's very simple there. There'll be a link there, and people can buy tickets there. And like, we often invite people to, you know, it's kind of an event where you can bring friends, and it's a very important and opportunity, I suppose, to bring along people who might, you know, might be interested in the work of the pro-life campaign and the pro-life movement, but don't know much. It's a very nice event to bring them to, because it's a lovely social event. So we encourage people, you know, come along, but, you know, host a table, bring along others. And, you know, it's a very enjoyable experience for people who haven't had any kind of exposure to the pro-life message previously, and we get that feedback every year. As I say, it's been going on for 10 years now. This is the 10th dinner. yeah, we do really encourage people to try and bring others if they can.
Brilliant. Listen, Eilish, thank you so much for sharing about that this morning. And no doubt we'll talk to you about it again closer to the day. But for now, thanks a million for being with us today.
Thanks, Ciarán.